Confession number 3, Jesus has prayed for me. In John 17:20, we find Jesus prayed for us. Even though we do not have a photograph of this scene, we can certainly imagine what it was like and plug in what we know. Consider what has taken place. Jesus has been with his disciples. They have observed the Passover. He has washed their feet. He then instituted the Lord's Supper. Judas has left the 12 to prepare to do his deed of betrayal with a kiss. Jesus has given the men many more truths, the most of which they will not understand until after the resurrection. As he is in the Garden of Gethsemane, he is just hours away from his crucifixion. In a little while, they will arrest him, falsely accuse him, beat him, mistreat him, mock him, and crucify him. They will drive large spikes in his hands and feet and press a crown of thorns on his head. Even though he knows all this and more is coming, he prays for you and he prays for me. We can pray about many things and for many people, but I would guess most of us pray for the people close to our hearts. In that garden, Jesus prayed for you. He prayed for those who would believe in him and receive all that he was doing and would do for them. As you walk through your day today, take this to heart. Confession number 3, Jesus has prayed for me.